He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is the April 22nd edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, after a really nice day yesterday, gosh, we can't get 2 days in a row going, it seems like. We're down today. The Dow down 144 right now, 33,993. It's looking like 34,000 now may be the new resistance level for the Dow. We'll keep our eye on that. We've got the NASDAQ down 15 right now, 13,934. The NASDAQ is definitely struggling with the 14,000 level from a technical point of view and a valuation point of view, too. And we've got S&P 500 right now is down 10 points, 4,163. It's struggling, too, right here at this level. Russell 2000 down 3.7 points. That's just 0.2%. Crude oil down 6 cents, $61.29 on the crude today. Gold was making a run at 1800, but it's starting to run out of gas. Gold is at 1787. Silver's down 22 cents, $26.35. Well, we've got the bond market behaving itself. What's wrong with the market? I got to believe it's COVID. You got a big spike in India, which we'll talk about here in a bit. And yesterday actually was a record day for new infections, according to the World Health Organization. That's not good. The 10-year's at 1.55, and Bitcoin's at 54,567. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Happy Earth Day, okay? I got out, did a little digging in my garden this morning, getting a little earth on my hands, you know, with the wheat and corn and soybean prices hitting new all-time highs. I figure I better ramp up the garden efforts. Well, I'm thankful on this Earth Day for the creator of the heavens and the earth. We've got the market down today after, wow, we had a good day yesterday. The Dow was up 316 today, or yesterday. Almost hitting a new high, but now it's down 133 at the moment. We had the NASDAQ up 164. Every time it gets close to that 14,000 level, however, it seems to want to back off. That seems to be some pretty severe resistance. We've got the bond market behaving itself. Interest rates are settled in here at about 1.55%. Bitcoin has definitely cooled off a bit here. Market remains very expensive. That's not going to go away anytime soon. The only way to get that to go away is for earnings expectations to zoom higher or the market to zoom lower. We don't want that to happen. But we did have a really good day yesterday. The value stocks had a very good day yesterday. We had a good day yesterday. We're down a little bit today along with the rest of the market. Well, this is good news. Jobless claims hit a 13-month low. We haven't seen this number for a while, 547,000. Yes, that's still a high number, but COVID still is out there. We've been up around 700,000, 650,000. This week we come in at 547,000. Well, maybe the restaurants are hiring. I know there's help wanted signs all over the place here, especially the restaurant industry, which is really hurting. Service is lousy these days. Because of lousy service, no tip. I knew a guy that used to carry a little card in his wallet He was a cheapskate, you know. under the check, he would leave a card because of lousy service, no tip. I don't think I've ever, ever not tipped. Let's see. Jobless claims hit 13-month low. That's good. But here's the rub. Weekly record. Okay, weekly, not daily. Weekly record for new COVID-19 cases set, according to the WHO. No, not Pete Townsend. The World Health Organization, as of Tuesday, COVID-19 cases around the world, 5.24 million cases, new cases, were reported over the last week, surpassing the record of 5.04 million set the week of January 4th, 2021. That was about 3 months ago. Cases increased in all regions except for Europe, which saw a modest 3% decline. An outbreak in India was responsible for 28% of the new cases worldwide. The total number of deaths from COVID-19 also surpassed 3 million in the last week. India records nearly 315,000 cases of new COVID infections in 24 hours. That's the world's highest number. The single-day count eclipsed the previous high one-day rise of 297,000. Well, this is a deadlier second wave in India, and it's leaving hospitals crammed with lack of facilities. Experts say new variants, in particular a double mutant variant that originated in India, are largely responsible for the new spike in cases. Well, India has launched a vaccine drive, but the issue there is only a tiny fraction of the population has had the shots. So they need to really ramp up their vaccine efforts in India. March exceeded February record for U.S. mutual fund and ETF inflows. Now, we've been hearing, you know, various statistics here recently. Bank of America was reporting that hedge funds and professional investors were net sellers over the last several weeks. But the buyers still seem to be coming from the individual investor, the retail side, through mutual funds and ETF inflows. Actually, that's kind of not a good sign to see all that new money coming into the market by individual investors. That's a contrarian indicator. U.S. equities took in a record $54 billion in March, significantly ahead of February's 2020 $38 billion. Large cap value strategies had $20 billion of inflows. I guess individual investors worried about the cost or the valuations of the market too. They're swinging towards value right now. That was a record for that category group, while small cap value equity funds also had record inflows of $5.4 billion, and international equity funds took in $31 billion, the highest since January of 2008. Well, I think a lot of that went to Europe. I've seen the European markets break out. Chinese markets continue to look very poor. The Asian markets in general look very poor. So I'm not quite sure where that international equity, but it's interesting that, you know, all that money's flowing to international equity and not to the U.S. right now. Well, we got another market call out there. This is by SocGen's Edwards. What's his first name? Albert Edwards. Tech stocks are on the back foot in pre-market trading with NASDAQ 100 futures. It's been a positive but underperforming year so far for the homes of the biggest tech stocks. We're talking FANG here. And Societe Generale's global strategist and noted bear. You know, some people are just noted bears, right? You know, they look at them, that guy's a noted bear. Watch, he's going to have, and I see that on TV. I see someone come on and I say, this person is going to paint the ugliest picture of the market, just like he or she always does. And I'll see others, and I'll say, you know what? This guy is always smiling, and the market's always going to go up according to him. I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. But he points to vulnerability, this noted bear, in the FANG stocks. Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Google, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and even Tesla. Maybe we need to add a T to FANG. He says the extreme multiple expansion in excess of the overall market only emerged in the wake of the December 2018 Powell pivot, is what he's saying. He also says, and I agree, rising bond yields are a huge threat to the tech sector. Well, bond yields have cooled off for now. We'll take note of that noted bear, and we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson. NASDAQ down 14 right now. Dow down 145. Has anybody been watching the Baltic Dry Index? That's one of the more exciting indexes to watch for sure. But you know what? Boy, I'll tell you what. You ought to take a look at the Baltic Dry Index ETF. BDRY, BDRY, that index popped past a 10-year peak powered by Capesize surge. The Baltic Dry Index, powered by a jump in the Capesize vessel segment on increasing iron ore shipments from Brazil. Well, that's just one of the dry indexes or dry materials that are being carried by these ships. The benchmark sea freight index closed up 9.6% to 2010, its best mark since October 2010. Okay, so now here's some of the individual stocks that you want to put on your watch list. DSX, all right, that's Diana Shipping, that's a Greek shipping company. DSX is hitting new all-time, well, 52-week highs here yesterday. You've also got EDRY. EDRY is the Eurodry stock. You've got EGLE in that index. That's Eagle Bulk Shipping. Look at that breakout yesterday. The one that I've got my eye on is GNK. That's Genco Shipping and Trading. That thing's hitting a new high again today. There's one with the symbol GRIN, G-R-I-N. That's Grin Rod Shipping. That hit a new all-time high yesterday. You've got Navios Maritime, NM. Or you just, oh, well, here's one other one. SB's a big one. That's Safe Bulkers. It is at right now. That's had a big day yesterday. Or you just keep your eye on BDRY, which is the index of these stocks. Well, I mentioned that I was out working a little bit in my garden here this morning. Tomatoes are about, they're about 2 foot, 2 foot, 18 inches to 2 feet, 24 inches high so far. Lettuce doing great. I like my salads and lots of organic homegrown lettuce in there. Can't wait to add tomatoes to the salad. Got the cucumbers sprouting. Got my corn sprouting. Peppers. Oh, you gotta have peppers. You know, what are the big three in southern cooking? Peppers, celery, and onions, right? And, of course, tomatoes. Well, corn, soybeans, wheat, all of these commodities are hitting multi-year highs on tight supplies and weather woes. You know, speaking of Earth Day, you know, we take for granted the earth does go through normal cycles too. There's been many droughts, you know, over the long haul. You can read about droughts. Rain is not always guaranteed every single year. Sometimes we get too much rain and we have flooding. But this year it seems to be the opposite. Additional support comes from concerns about dry conditions, stressing Brazil's second crop of corn, as well as freezing temperatures this week across the U.S. midsection. The Commodity Weather Group said temperatures were cold enough to cause limited damage to winter wheat in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma and could slow the germination of newly seeded corn. In another sign of tightening global availability of corn and soy, China's agricultural ministry published guidelines for the reduction of corn and soy meal in pig and poultry feed. China's appetite for corn, it's expected to hit a record high this year. Well, you know what? There's ETFs. Talked about this yesterday. My favorite is JJG because it's all of them. Or you can buy CORN. You can buy sugar, C-A-N-E, wheat, W-H-E-T, I think is the wheat ETF, or the soybean ETF, S-O-Y-B. Electric vehicle stocks jumped yesterday as the U.S. and China move forward on cutting emissions. Well, I know that the U.S. Envoy was speaking, well, that's John Kerry, he's the climate czar, speaking with China's President Xi Jinping, set to make an announcement on how China will address emissions during his appearance at the President Biden's climate summit. I believe that's today on Earth Day. Well, that heated up the EV stocks yesterday. They've had a tough time of it, though. You know, there's a glut of EV stocks. You know, you probably got one that dominates the group, obviously, with Tesla. You've got GM getting in on the act, Ford getting in on the act, Chrysler getting in on the act, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. Who isn't getting in on the act? There will be a lot more supply coming on. And then you've got the little players like Fisker and Arrival and Green Power and Nikola and Too Simple and Canoe. And Churchill, Lucid Motors, you got QuantumScape. They all had a good day yesterday. Then you got all the Chinese electric vehicle makers. They've just been crushed. NIO and NIU and XPeng and Li Auto and Boyd. Well, Arrival got some good news yesterday. They delivered their electric vehicle prototype to the U.S. Postal Service. So this seems to be the holy grail that everybody is after. You know, we know that who lost that contract recently, they were expected to get it Workhorse. Instead it went to Oshkosh, who I didn't even know was in the running. Arrival posted a video of its electric vehicle built in collaboration with the U.S. Postal. No, not, I'm sorry, it's the UPS. Well, that would be a good one to team up with, wouldn't it? UPS. The delivery of the EV prototype to UPS is called a major milestone. Well, you can keep your eye on Arrival. That's A-R-V-L. A-R-V-L. That's a lousy-looking chart. But keep your eye on it. They delivered a prototype to UPS. You know, that's... it's good news, but, you know, is UPS going to accept that and go in that direction? Nobody knows. Here's my weird story of the day. Amazon has come up with a contactless payment trial at the Whole Foods Market. I'm going to try it out in Seattle. Contactless payments, obviously, have been in vogue recently. I know some restaurants now that we've been to, they bring you a little machine, and you put your card in there, you select your tip. I didn't see one of the choices on the tip because of lousy service, no tip. Well, now you just need to wave your hand. Once you've used your card once at Whole Foods, the palm of your hand. Yes, they have a palm reader. you can pay with the palm of your hand. Well, we'll be back. We've got a lot of stocks to talk about in the second half of the show as the earnings continue to roll in. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, sometimes I think these instigators are Wall Street bets. They were all over this Dogecoin. Is it them? I think it was them pumping it, trying to get it up to a dollar by the end of the week. They're failing miserably. Dogecoin continues to get hit. It's down to 28 cents today, down 9.2%. I've been saying Dogecoin, but they got a new stock here that they're on to. We'll keep our eye on it. MicroVision, MVIS. I know that's one that Kathy Wood owns in one of her funds. MicroVision, yeah, it's up 7.6% today, bucking the trend. It had a big day yesterday. But that's the one that they seem to be focusing on right now after their big GameStop victory. You know, Scott Minard of Guggenheim, he's always known for making, we talk about, what do they call, noted bears. He's a noted hyperbole kind of person. Guggenheim's Scott Minard says that the Bitcoin is due for a 50% correction. You know, it's always something very dramatic whenever he makes a prediction. You'll have to follow his predictions over time and see how he does, but that's what he is saying. Now, the jury's still out on Coinbase. That's the big IPO. Several firms weighing in. Mizuho today initiates coverage with a neutral rating. Doesn't look like a very good chart right now. It's down to 307. I think there's going to be a heck of a lot of competition. I mean, you've already got PayPal and Cash App. They all use crypto trading products. And, Robinhood offers trading in cryptos. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be chasing Coinbase, but you do what you want to do. You go where you want to go. Apple's going to take on Spotify. Let's see if they'll bring on some big person. How much did they pay Joe Rogan over at Spotify? A lot of money to come on over and do an exclusive podcast as part of your subscription to Spotify. Well, Apple will reportedly take a 30% cut of publisher-set podcast subscription prices. Well, maybe I should start a subscription podcast. Just what I need. I'll do that in my spare time. Advisor Shares launches two new thematic ETFs. For those that are interested, EATS, E-A-T-Z, that's all the restaurants, and BEDS, B-E-D-Z, that's all your, long-term stay place types of places. It is called BED. So a couple more ETFs that I'll be adding to my app here this week. All right. Now let's get to some good, let's get to some earnings here. Chipotle. Speaking of restaurant stocks, Chipotle tops estimates. Get this. Digital ordering accounts for half of all sales. You know, if they had a drive-through, they'd really be rocking right now. I know they're starting to build a lot of their new units, their new stores will have drive-throughs. But that just tells you who Chipotle's audience is. I don't think it's mom and pop doing digital orders of carne asada burritos and guac. That sounds to me like it's the millennials. Well, their comparable sales increased 17%, did Chipotle. But the stock is pretty much dead in the water right now. It's Let's just take a look at the metrics, the valuation real quick on Chipotle CMG, which I've owned in the past. Price to sales, 7. I like 1 to 3 myself. Peg ratio right now on Chipotle is 2.6. I like it closer to 1. Forward PE of Chipotle is 48. That is really rich. That's richer than the queso on your Baja Bowl. And the growth rate is 18.5, so it's trading at a huge premium to its growth rate. Now, you could get away with this in a momentum go-go market, but it's hard to hide under the tinfoil in your burrito with those kind of price-to-sales and PEG ratios. Dow Chemical beats by 21 cents. Beats on earnings. Now, we own Dow Chemical because it's a value stock. I know it's not a FANG stock. How are we going to fit Dow Chemical? That would have to be FANGed. Dow Chemical is, it's a value stock. They have some products that they kind of control the market on, including silicon. And their earnings growth over the next several years looks to be spectacular to me. Now, the stock is down 5.4% right now. It's hurting us a little bit. But I really like the long-term prospects here of Dow Chemical. You know, the commodities, what can I say? Last year was lithium-ion batteries. This year it's specialty chemicals. It's agriculture, it's fertilizer, it's minerals, it's copper, it's steel, it's lumber. It's just the way it is. You know, it is what it is. The market has cycles, and we are definitely going through a commodity cycle, which is being driven by some inflationary pressures. We've heard a few large companies, including Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, talking about inflation, the price of ingredients going up. I'm watching the ETF Cane, C-A-N-E, which is the sugar ETF. It's blasting off right now. Corn ETF blasting off. And so, you know, these basic material stocks, which, look, they've been unloved for years. Well, every dog has its day in the sun, and they are having their day in the sun right now. This is a completely different market from last year. Speaking of lumber stocks, I'm going to give you two featured stocks here today. UFPI. UFPI is a lumber stock. They manufacture lumber, composite wood, and other building products for the retail and construction industry. That's a sweet spot to be in right now. That's a very sweet spot to be in. They're headquartered in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their earnings have been growing by 24% per year over the last 5 years. The stock popped this morning to a new all-time high. After their earnings report, it settled down a little bit now. It's up just 0.4%. But UFPI is one we own in our emerging growth portfolio, which is mostly made up of micro-cap to very small-cap stocks. It's a very, very aggressive portfolio. It had a very good year last year. It's struggling so far this year because that's a very tough area of the market. And had I stuck with the stocks I was with last year, which were high PE, you know, out there on the way out there on the limb of valuation ratios, I've had to really switch things up this year and look for stocks like Universal Forest Products and others that fit this year's theme. We had a dramatic change, if you haven't noticed, during the month of February when a whole slice of the market went out of favor. A large slice of the market, high PE, high growth, was reined in by rising interest rates. The multiples contracted and the stocks contracted even more. And the move was towards value and low PE. We haven't seen that in a long, long time. But it took place in February, and it was a vicious and wicked rotation. Well, let's look at UFPI. Let's look at those metrics that I'm so keen on this year. Price to sales is less than 1, 0.94. Its PEG ratio is less than 1, 0.87. And it's in one of the hottest areas of the market. The home builders continue to do well. The building construction product companies continue to do well. And the lumber stocks, there's actually a timber cut. I think it's cut is the symbol of a wood ETF. Well, we own one of the stocks in that index, UFP Industries, which is UFPI, and it meets all my value criteria right now. I'll have one more for you, and then we'll start working on the newsletter. This is Bill Gettys. We'll be right back.
You gotta go.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. I'll be working on the newsletter today. We'll have it out tomorrow, by tomorrow afternoon. We were very successful last week in our first trial run of doing it. I like it doing it this way. Gives us a little more breathing room. So, you know, I can tell you that this week's newsletter, this is earnings season. We've had maybe 30% of the S&P 500 now in the books with their earnings. So there's going to be a big, big change to the earnings for this year expectations and the earnings for next year. And that's going to impact the target price quite a bit. And you've also had a drop in interest rates this last couple of weeks. So that may help the multiple out a little bit. But having said that, we're still at some very, very high valuation numbers in the overall market. That's why you have to dive down into the market to find stocks, individual stocks, that are trading at those lofty multiples that are very hard to support in this current environment. So if you'd like to get, I give out 2 free weeks of the full Monty, the whole enchilada newsletter. It doesn't have enchiladas. You go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, to get on our newsletter mailing list. That thing will be going out tomorrow morning. I gave a workshop in Sun City, Arizona a couple of weeks ago via Zoom. And I said at that time, I said, you know, Blackstone is one of my favorite stocks in the entire market right now. That was several weeks ago. And I've owned it for quite some time. But at that time, I really liked it. And, boy, is it having a good day today. Look at that. That's one of our biggest holdings. Blackstone Group is a $57 billion market cap company. Not quite as big as Dogecoin. Now, that just, you know, does that put it in perspective for you? Dogecoin was a $60 billion market cap. And here you've got Blackstone, you know, which is one of the great finance investment management companies in the world. And here's this 29-cent digital currency. Well, anyways, that ought to put things in perspective just a little. Blackstone, the symbol is BX. They came along and crushed their earnings estimates here once again. Let's take a look at their, you can't really use, okay, now here's something that you need to know. You can't use price to sales ratios on some industries. They're not as applicable. This kind of industry is one of them. Price to sales ratios, yeah, you look at them and you look at the other companies in the industry and how they compare, but price to sales ratios come in are more relevant when you're actually selling a tangible product that you can hold in your hand, kind of thing. But anyways, let's take a look. What I'm going to look at here is my five-year target price, the forward PE ratio versus its growth rate, and the momentum in the stock, because that's what the app is all about. That's what the Best Stocks Now ranking system and grading system is all about. We're looking at stocks that have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years, and they've got to have a good, strong momentum along with that, and be a leader in the industry, be a leader in their sector, be a leader in the market. And Blackstone BX checks off all the boxes. Okay, it's currently trading at a forward PE of 21.3. Well, that's less than the market. The market's like 23.5 right now. But Blackstone has a very high growth rate for a company this size, a financial company of this size. It's expected to grow by 17.4% over the next 5 years. Now, this quarter that they reported today, their earnings were up 256%. The last quarter that they reported, their earnings were up 51%. But over the next 5 years, they're expected to average 17.4% per year. That brings the PEG ratio in at 1.2. So close to that one level. I don't want to stray too far from one with PEG ratios in this market. I'll make exceptions, but for the most part, you know, my PEG ratio overall, many of the stocks that I own are very close to one or even under a little bit. You get a nice dividend with BX, Blackstone. No, you don't. I'm sorry. I thought it did pay a dividend. It used to pay a dividend. I thought, no dividend yield. I wonder if that's right. I'm showing a dividend yield. I'll have to check on that. Market Smith says no, and Refinitiv says yes. I think they do pay a dividend. Well, I have 100% upside potential on the stock. It's an A-plus value grade. Then we look at the momentum. The stock's up 76% over the last 12 months. Market's up 49%. Over the last 3 years, Blackstone's averaged 52% per year capital appreciation. The market's 16.6, so it's more than tripled the returns of the market with no guarantees going forward. But it earns a momentum grade of A and a performance grade of A, and it's ranked number 21 out of 5,787. It's one of our largest positions at our firm, and look at that chart. What a nice move today. Unfortunately, it's being offset by the move down in Dow, but we still like Dow over the long haul. BX will make that our featured stock of the day. Not a recommendation. It's an example of a stock that meets the very stringent Best Stocks Now criteria. And those criteria has even become more stringent in a market that's very expensive and that has shifted rapidly away from high growth, from growth to value stocks like Blackstone. All right, well, if you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like an evaluation of your portfolio, if you'd like to set up a virtual appointment with one of our advisors, or if you'd like to set up a boots-on-the-ground appointment with one of our advisors, we're open. Office in Lakewood Ranch near Sarasota, office in Atlanta, office in Dallas, Fort Worth area, and several others. I've got to learn where all of Southport Capital's offices are and make a list here. But those are the three big ones because we have large listening audiences in all three of those markets. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.